at the very, very heart of each of the great religions, you will find very often denied, cruelly persecuted, and so on. But you will find lurking there, you can be unearthed, this proposition. And it's the same, exactly the same, in all the great religions. And it is this. It's the kind of wisdom of the humanity of our species, that at your very center, nearer to you than all else, where you're coming from, what you're looking out of, is not a product of the world, but the origin of the world. The mystery, I mean, call it what you like, Atman Brahman, or Buddha, nature, or Allah, God, the indwelling Christ, call it what you like, has many names. This is more me and more central to me than Douglas is. Douglas is very important for me, but he is peripheral. Douglas is somewhat out there, you see. But what am I operating from? What am I living out of? What am I living from? But this being here, which is being itself, being, you see. And so the whole of my life and what I have to share with people is come back from identifying with the guy in the mirror, who's very important but is there. Come back from him there to hear his origin, which is exactly where you are. So my big question really is not, nowadays, not who you are, but where are you? And most people, looking at the hierarchy, you know, with this little guy in the middle of this series, say, that's where I am. I'm in the middle of the hierarchy. I'm that little guy. That's me. You know, little guy with four limbs and so forth. That's me. And in fact, I say that is not me, because it's right out there, as far away as the mirror is, as far away as you are. I'm here. And here, I'm not like that. So it seems to me that we have, when we join the human club, we become eccentric by about a meter. And we lose touch with our source, and we lose the meaning of our life, and we are in deep, deep trouble. You say, and it's all can be summed up in a few words, I am what I look like. Well, I'm not. I'm the opposite of what I look like. You've got what I look like, and it's your problem, and you're welcome to it. What I look like is your job. You take care of that. I'm looking after where it's coming from, which is this awake mystery, space, capacity, stillness, immensity, visibly in receipt of the world. That's where I'm coming from.
You've found your own way back to the place that all the great religions celebrate. Do you feel the same way about all the different religions?
Well, I think that, first of all, about religion, I have to say about religion that it is responsible for more pig-headedness, more fat-headedness, more terror, more deception, and more nonsense than almost any other, more cruelty than almost any other human condition, human enterprise. Nevertheless, it's a case of the worst concealing the best. And I would say that all the great religions in their development have taken on board a host of non-essentials and fictions and nonsenses, rubbish. And but, you know, it seems to me that my business is to sweep away the rubbish and reveal this deep underlying truth. I mean, for instance, 1,000 years ago, Saint Simeon, the new theologian in Constantinople, 1,000 years ago, he said, man is a dream, a nothing, a dust grain. But at his center is God in his entirety. 1,000 years ago. Gosh, we still to catch up with that, you know. If you don't like the term God, you substitute anything you like. But this is coming back to our power, the power of the centre, you know, where it is the power, the kingdom and the power and the glory is at your very centre. That's where you're looking out of, where you're coming from. Being itself, the mystery.
Which of the mystics has inspired you?
Well, they belong to all the 4 or 5 great religions. And they all tell the same story, really, that at our centre is this fantastic resource. In the Upanishads of India, again and again they say that this is what we are. At our centre is the source of all things. Source of all things is concealed at our very heart and centre. And the art of life is to connect up consciously with this fantastic resource. The Buddhists said, in other tones of voice, they call it our Buddha nature. And the Buddha said, you can't by going reach that place where there is no death and no sorrow. You reach it, obviously, by the opposite. Progress inward, you find this wonderful country of everlasting clearness. And the art of life is to connect up with your source, say the Buddhists. In Christianity, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The light that lights up every man that comes into the world, every woman, every child, that light is the light of God. And it's eternal. It carries with it, it confers on us all that we our hearts could desire. To reconnect consciously with our source is the art of life. And Christianity is all about that. So are all the great religions. But what I find particularly beautiful and strengthening and encouraging is the fact that the most unreligious, secular, factual investigation at the present moment, which doesn't rely on holy books or holy teachers, holy sayings, masters, gurus, relies simply on what we see. What we see tells the same story. The latest thing, the most secular thing, tells exactly the same story, but in a different tone of voice from what those ancient scriptures and all the great religions were talking about. So you get a perfect agreement between the oldest and the newest, between the most prestigious religious traditions and the discoveries we make in our workshops, and what is revealed by modern science. They come together perfectly, and when the oldest and the newest and the most sacred and most secular come together, we better sit up and take notice.